And welcome back to Adventures in Jazz as we start our countdown of the 50 greatest jazz guitars of all time. Now, last week on the program, we started with number 50 and we made it down to number 37. So we're going to start with number 36. And number 36 is the great guitarist George Van Epps. Now, George Van Epps, with his mellow, well-rounded tone, this New Jersey-born guitarist was first drawn to the banjo as a youngster, but after hearing Eddie Lang play with his big band, switched to the guitar. He made his radio debut at 13, and then in the 30s, as his notoriety gained momentum, he played in several big bands, including Benny Goodman's. Van Epps designed his own 7-string guitar, which added lower bass notes and allowed him to develop his own finger-picking style. I recall last week I played one number by George Van Epps, and I think I had to fade it out, so I'm going to play the whole selection of Stompin' at the Savoy, which features him in concert with Howard Alden, and then after that we're going to hear George and Howard play Night and Day. Thank you. A live recording by George Van Epps with Howard Alden. That was Night and Day, and before that we heard Stompin' at the Savoy. Now coming in at number 35 was Sonny Chirac, and I don't have any recordings by Sonny Chirac, and I couldn't come up with any by Sonny, so we're going to skip to number 34, and number 34 is the great guitarist Howard Roberts, who was born in 1929. Hailing from Phoenix, Arizona, Roberts picked up his first guitar at the age of 8 and was working professionally at 15. He moved to Los Angeles and was soon in demand as a session ace, eventually working with the elite group of sessioneers known as the Wrecking Crew. An adherent of the West Coast Cool School, Roberts' style combined a detached emotional restraint with fleet-of-finger technical virtuosity. As well as recording many solo albums for a plethora of labels, he also worked as a record producer, and outside of jazz, Roberts appeared on songs by the Monkees and the Electric Prunes. Here's a song by Howard Roberts. It's called Dolphin Dance, and then after that, a great old standard that I like very much. It's called Gone with the Wind. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wind up this half hour with the great guitar of Howard Roberts. That last song was Gone with the Wind, and we started off with Herbie Hancock's Dolphin Dance. We hope you're enjoying some great guitars on our program today. We're going to take a quick break for a few messages, and we'll be back with more of our countdown of the 50 greatest jazz guitars of all time right after this.